Chapter 2. Lakeside was a pleasant little town of 5,000 or 6,000 inhabitants, and a rather pretty one too, as towns go in the far west. It had church accommodations for 35,000, which is the way of the far west and the south, where everybody is religious, and where each of the Protestant sects is represented, and has a plant of its own. Rank was unknown in Lakeside, unconfessed, anyway. Everybody knew everybody and his dog, and a sociable friendliness was the prevailing atmosphere. Saladin Foster was bookkeeper in the principal store, and the only high-salaried man of his profession in Lakeside. He was 35 years old now. He had served that store for 14 years. He had begun in his marriage week at $400 a year, and had climbed steadily up, $100 a year, for 4 years. From that time forth his wage had remained 800, a handsome figure indeed, and everybody conceded that he was worth it. His wife, Electra, was a capable helpmeet, although like himself a dreamer of dreams, and a private dabbler in romance. The first thing she did, after her marriage, child as she was, aged only 19, was to buy an acre of ground on the edge of the town, and pay down the cash for it, $25, all her fortune. Saladin had less, by 15. She instituted a vegetable garden there, got it farmed on shares by the nearest neighbor, and made it pay her 100% a year. Out of Saladin's first year's wage she put $30 in the savings bank, $60 out of his second, $100 out of his third, $150 out of his fourth. His wage went to $800 a year then, and meantime two children had arrived, and increased the expenses, but she banked $200 a year from the salary, nevertheless, thenceforth. When S.E. had been married 7 years she built and furnished a pretty and comfortable $2,000 house in the midst of her garden acre, paid half of the money down, and moved her family in. 7 years later she was out of debt, and had several $100 out earning its living. Earning it by the rise in landed estate, for S.E. had long ago bought another acre or two, and sold the most of it at a profit to pleasant people who were willing to build, and would be good neighbors, and furnish a general comradeship for herself and her growing family. S.E. had an independent income from safe investments of about $100 a year. Her children were growing in years and grace, and she was a pleased and happy woman. Happy in her husband, happy in her children, and the husband and the children were happy in her. It is at this point that this history begins. The youngest girl, Clytemnestra, called Clytie for short, was 11. Her sister, Gwendolyn, called Gwen for short, was 13. Nice girls, and comely. The names betray a latent romance tinge in the parental blood. The parents' names indicate that the tinge was an inheritance. It was an affectionate family, hence all four of its members had pet names. Saladin's was a curious and unsexing one, Sally, and so was Electra's, Alec. All day long Sally was a good and diligent bookkeeper and salesman. All day long Alec was a good and faithful mother and housewife, and thoughtful and calculating businesswoman. But in the cozy living room at night they put the plodding world away, and lived in another and a fairer, reading romances to each other, dreaming dreams, comrading with kings and princes and stately lords and ladies in the flash, and stir and splendor of noble palaces and grim and ancient castles. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.